And that's Holy, Holy, Holy by singers from Harding University.
Good afternoon. I'd like to speak to you today about a passage of scripture in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 8, beginning at verse 19. Sometimes people sing about and they talk about that old-time religion. They sing the song about faith of our fathers, holy faith. And indeed, the faith of those who have gone before can have a heavy impact upon our children and future generations. Nevertheless, a religion which is not as old as the will of Jesus Christ as expressed in the New Testament is indeed not old enough. And a religion which is older than the way given unto us by the way of Jesus Christ is not up to date. Therefore, we seek those things that are from the testimony of God. The Israelites, it seemed, needed to understand this, as the prophet Isaiah had revealed unto him in Isaiah 8 and verse 14. When they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards. You all know who I'm talking about here. The people who are mediums and wizards would be, for example, the people that we today might call, soothsayers or palm readers and people like that. Only maybe back in Bible times when the, demons were allowed to go about, they might have actually had, some kind of ability or something actually, incredible could have actually been done through them. Regardless of that fact, he said, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter. Should not a people seek their God? So some people, like the old King Saul, might try to seek people like that and try to bring up dead Samuel and ask him all kinds of advice. And I'm reminded so much today of people who will listen to those television shows where somebody's going to tell them about what their long dead and departed so-and-so wants them to know and talk to them about whatever advice they have for them. And God wants us to know that there is a religion and there is advice that is much older than that for us. Should a people seek their God? Certainly so. Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? That's not nearly as good, is it? Much better that they should seek God. Well, how do you know what God is going to give for an answer? I mean, if people cannot consult all of these strange mediums and astrologers and horoscopes and all kinds of mysterious things that they might like to go to in order to find out what their long-departed ancestors want them to do and so forth, then exactly where are they going to go and what kind of religion are they going to find? To the law and the testimony, it says, Isaiah 8 and verse 20. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. To the law and the testimony. Certainly God has a whole lot planned for his people. He wants us to look for and to find the way of Jesus Christ in the words of the Bible. When we say in the churches of Christ that we want people to be restored to New Testament Christianity, what we're talking about is people going back to book, chapter, and verse. Just do exactly what it says in the Bible. That's all we've ever wanted. And if somebody's unwilling to do that, it's because they're looking for answers somewhere else. They're looking for answers among something that's dead, a dead letter, or a dead person even. But they're not searching for the truth, which is from the living God. Should not a people seek their God? Certainly they should. And yet people, it seems, will run off everywhere other than book, chapter, and verse in order to find what they ought to do in life. Yes, I know the religion of your parents. Yes, I know the temptation to follow after whatever is hip in society or popular at the moment in religious circles may be the way you think you ought to go. But if you want really and truly the old-time religion, if you want the true faith of our fathers in the sense of the patriarch Abraham all the way down to the faith of those who have followed God down through the ages in service to God and His Son Jesus Christ, then you're going to follow after the Word of the Lord. Because it says in the Bible that they should go to the law and the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Now the Jews had a law, and that's the Old Testament. But we have a law today as well. It is the law of Jesus Christ, Galatians 6 verse 2. And that law of Christ will lead you in the paths of righteousness if you'll just listen to it, love it, follow it every single day of your life. This is the restoration plea given unto you by the Mount Gilead Church of Christ, and I am persuaded by many of our sister congregations as well. If you want the religion that you know will stand the test of time, that is better than anything that you could think up or anything that your mom and dad could think up or anybody in any culture down through the ages. Something that will last for all of eternity and will meet you at the day of judgment and will stand by you and cause you to stand justified before the eyes of God and His Son Jesus Christ, then you need to go to the Bible, to the New Testament, and follow the will of Jesus Christ. Jesus says there is one that judges Him. That is the person that lives on the earth. And that is the word that I have spoken. That Jesus said the same shall judge him in the last day. John 12, verse 48. To be judged by God's word is not a scary thing if you're prepared according to your gospel obedience. Believe in this gospel message. Follow after book, chapter, and verse, and you won't be disappointed, because on that great judgment day, the Lord will look at you and He'll see the faith that the Word instructed you to have, Romans 10, 17. He'll see the obedience that He commanded you to give, John 14, 15. And therefore, He will see the love of your commitment unto Him, a love that responds to the love that God first gave us in sending Jesus Christ, and that we in turn have shown unto Him and to all the world by following Jesus and doing exactly what He wants us to do. The love of God is that we should obey His will, that we should keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. 1 John 5, verse 3. So let's look into the Bible. Can we not do that? Surely we all can. Let's come to an agreement as to what God wants from us. The faith of our fathers? Well, maybe, maybe not. Depends on how far back you're going. But the law and the testimony of Jesus Christ? Definitely. He surely does want that. And if your religion is old enough to go back to the New Testament and to find what you believe in book, chapter, and verse, then you will find indeed a welcome home at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ, because that's the kind of religion we practice. And we want you to come and to be with us and to serve that very same God and do those things that you only find in the Bible. And you'll find that's exactly what we do. We want you to come on out and see us whenever you can. You need directions or you need instructions about worship times, anything at all, give us a call at 487-5342. And we'd love to have you visit with us and keep on tuning into this program in the afternoons on the weekdays just after the noonday news and farm reports for the Mount Gilead Church of Christ. I'm Tim McHenry.